Today, for the first time, I pitched my business as a transitions coach to a 501c nonprofit organization to partner with in healing ventures in the future. It's been several months kind of leading up to this point. You know, I had to go through this period of like being afraid to put my woo-woo closet out there, which I've talked about before. But when I owned it, which I've, you know, said before, we've got to own it. We have to feel the fear and do it anyways, and we have to own our woo-woo closet. And you know, I should have had these meetings that I've got the next couple of days and weeks. I should have had them months ago. But like I've said before, everything happens in its season, right? It happens when it's supposed to happen. If you're not ready, those opportunities aren't going to present themselves. Or even if they do present themselves, they might not fruit anything, even if it's something as simple as a meeting. Also, I went into this whole meeting season for me, if you will, this presentation season. I went into it with this concept of non-expectation. I believe in what I can do and my message and my impact so much that I don't have any expectations for people to quote unquote buy what I have to offer. If somebody bites on my offer, then great. If they don't, then fine. I have a friend that also does marketing at CJEP Studios. He's the owner, Corey Jepson, and he has told me so many times that he, you know, I'm not making clients for today. I'm building an impact for the future. I'm building those clients for down the road when they're ready for what I have to offer. When they get that spark of change within them that says, I need to change my life. And then they get that insight of, oh yeah, that one person I remember talking to. And in my case, they usually say, that one person with the dreadlocks. Anyways, my point is, sometimes it feels like things aren't moving. And then it feels like they should be moving faster. But remember that everything happens in its season. Everything happens as it should happen. No matter how much we try to force it or rush it, it's still only going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And it's, of course, important to be diligent and motivated and driven to push it forward. But know that some things are going to be a no, and it'll be the best thing that ever could happen to you. And some things are going to be a yes, and that's good too. So be open. Don't have any expectations. Believe in the concept that we are all connected by 6 degrees of separation. My first presentation today happened to be somebody that presented her old job to me in my old job. So both of us came together again in the space of not even knowing it, actually. But she used to work for a company. I used to work for a company. Her company sold uniforms, was looking for business from the company I worked for. And it was just like, I cannot believe we're actually sitting here having this meeting right now. It was just so funny. The 6 degrees of separation. And to be able to meet with this woman and go, this is who I am, really? Because the person you met before was not me. And really own that. It was just so great. It was so great. And trust. All right, guys, trust and faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your story and your mission here, faith in everything that connects us, everything that makes you who you are, faith in your purpose here, faith in the universe that things will work out and will be provided, and that you are loved and that you are enough. I love you all, my Thriving Life family. It was a wonderful day. I hope yours was wonderful too, and I look forward to talking with you soon. If you guys have any recommendations or suggestions for future recordings, and discussions, or if you're curious about even being on a show with me or doing a topic with me, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. All my description and linkable information is in the bio, or what is it? The profile. And I would love to talk with you. I'd love to get with you. I love your suggestions. So keep them coming. All right. Love and light.